early, okay? Probably has 10:30 for 11. What?
How long are you talking?
We spoke about it already. Okay, so that's we want to make that announcement, okay? Chazar B'Mishrim Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. B'china, the oral B'china of the Emot Yishuvus is Ruchag Shavuos. And there'll be a B'tishem, if there are enough people who want to come, there'll be voluntary Shir. This coming Wednesday and Thursday. This Wednesday is, it was a week from, today's Wednesday? Okay, so that's just want to make that announcement, okay? Chazar B'Mishrim Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. The oral B'china of the Emot Yishuvus is Ruchag Shavuos. And there'll be a B'tishem, if there are enough people who want to come, there'll be voluntary Shir. This coming Wednesday and Thursday. This Wednesday is a week from today's Wednesday? A week from today is Rosh Chodesh Tak? What? A week from today, Rosh Chodesh. We'll have Shir in the morning. You know, I think probably first thing in the morning. I think the best thing is there's no other Shir going on, right? Those things are finished.
You can give them more points.
Okay, I'm not sure what we're going to learn even, so I'll have to make a decision by next Tuesday, okay? Believe that. It's voluntary shiur. That's only for the people who are in smicha have to come. Oh, it's a week from today? What, 9 to 10:15?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll call it to 10:30. Okay. 11 o'clock, we'll call it later. I'm glad you brought it to my attention. I didn't realize.
No, what are you going to start calling for fear?
Okay.
So at 9:30, it's not going to help.
Okay. I'll try to get the day before. And Thursday, Mitzvah, a week from tomorrow, I hope to also have Shir early in the morning, for those who want to come. We have a couple of things we could do. We need to do the Sugya of Hoel, which is the very next we're up to. I made a reference to it in today's Bechina, for the Ambats. Mentioned the Hoel was mentioned, that's the Sugya which starts here in the Mishnah. Mem Vavah Men Alf, at the bottom, it goes to Mem Ches. Really? Memches, yeah. That's a nice big sugya. It's really 2.5 blocks. We could do that. That'll probably take us a while, yeah. Or, if Talmidim prefer, we could just gloss over that and then we can start Malkum Shinogu. Malkum Shinogu about Menhagim. We could talk about Yonder Shani Shal Golius for an American Eretz Yisrael, for an Eretz Yisrael thing in America. It's also the sugya of Malkum Shinogu. What do you prefer?
We do other parts of
the Shinogu? Other parts. Chizkiya Melech, what do you want to know? Actually, Yericho. Yeah, I'm saying. Yericho, that's right. Actually, Yericho. Okay, you know what we can do? You prefer that? You prefer Baka Shinogu?
Yeah.
That's the preference? Good. So Baka Shinogu has it. They had all the votes. Anyone vote for Howell? No one? That's a Sugi of Arif Tashil in Aladdin. We did it. We did it 3 years ago, you're right. That's right. That's right. The Sugi of Tashil we did 3 years ago also. That's right, we did both of them 3 years ago. But I'll call upon it. The vote is about Shinogu? Okay, that's the vote. So we'll talk about Yantar Shani. That'll be the first few Shir, because that's be right before Shavuos, no? Is it before Shavuos? In case someone's going to destroy, you know, someone's going to be back and forth. No, tell them. So Mitzvah, in other words, let's get it over again. Next week, Mishnah Wednesday and Thursday, Yitz Hashem, we'll have two shiurim on the topic of Yontif Sheni Shel Golius for Ben Eretz Yisrael B'chutz Laretz and Ben Chutz Laretz and Eretz Yisrael. I'll give you a Marma Thomas be given out to you, Yitz Hashem, next Tuesday, okay? For those two shiurim. With me? That's next Wednesday and Thursday. Now, the Wednesday and Thursday following Shavuos, I guess we can either go back to Mokko Shinogu, the other parts, by Mahogan Bechlau. Finals. Bechina is after Shavuos. Right. Bechina is, you want to take it on Shavuos, Menachem? I'll give you on Shavuos too. Then let me ask, there's another whole week after that. It's another week, correct? Well, one day is graduation. So I'm speaking at graduation this year. So I have to be there, speaking for 90 seconds. They gave me 90 seconds, 60 to 90 seconds they gave me.
Was,
yeah. 60 to 90 seconds. Invocation, what does that mean? My son's graduate, so. 60 to 90 seconds. I just clear my throat, takes care of it. But I call Pum, I can't be here. I can be in the afternoon to give a shiur if there's something you want. That day's out. That's the 26th. That's 2 weeks. Oh, it's 11 o'clock?
Yeah.
Oh, so maybe we can give shiur 9, 10, 30 and dash down to Madison Square Garden. But I graduated. But I graduated in 1968 from Yeshiva College with a big tumult. The Rav wanted to give shiur, and he said, I'm not going to give shiur if you miss graduation. I don't want you to miss graduation. You graduate, your parents are coming, you have to be there. But we were so chassidim, we didn't want to miss the shiur no matter what. So we figured that the graduation is not going to start on time. Just tell you what's amazing, that actually happened. Because it actually happened. Graduation was here, of course. He all the years was here. It used to be on Danziger campus, which used to be a big thing before they built the gym and before they built the pool. It was a big, big, big thing. And I was always there. That year, 1968, it was threatening to rain. It started a little bit to rain. There was a pilpul. Should it be indoors? Should it be outdoors? And I was the Rav Shliach to find out. I volunteered to go and find out when it really started. And when I came to it really started, the Rav stopped shiur. So it's called for 10:30. The Rav started shiur at 8:45. I still remember this. 8:45. And the guys couldn't delay. They had to move everybody from outdoors to indoors. And you couldn't get in. They had special tickets because there are much more tickets outdoors than indoors. Outdoors they had a big... Indoors they only fit 1,000 or something tickets. So they had, you know, it was a big tumult. They didn't start until 11 something. So we were able to get in the over two hour shiur by the Rav the day that I graduated. And they were a little bit serious nefesh. So I'm going to do the same thing. I'll give a shiur in the morning and give Shia Mass to a God. We did it by the other thing. You're asking, and the Paramount. What's the Paramount? That's the Belt Forum. Oh, so they have the boxing matches, right? Right. Hey, wait a minute. There may be some playoff action. I'm going to pick up some tickets. So if I'm speaking, you at least get some free tickets to. Anyone still around on May 26th in the playoffs? So should be one of the final rounds by that time. So we'll negotiate with the scalpers out there. We'll see. Okay. So bottom line, that's the plan. Okay, but we slapped two, and next week is Chazara. But now we have still two more days to cover some more ground. So we're holding by the sugi of Dover Hamam, in a very complicated sugi, which relates directly to our sugi of Pasha Ibsha of Nisso Me'achila. Before I say anything else, I gotta tell you a Chiddush Nifla I found by accident. by accident. I'll tell you how it started. Remember yesterday, you have the Xeroxes from yesterday? Yesterday, Shir, we read from the Sefer Masorah, the pamphlet, on page Nun Zion, bottom line, we go to Darkei Tshuva, and that most poskim hold that if you remove everything, the answer of a poskim hakam is that Behusar, Adama, Ha'asar, Sha'asar, Pulas, Ha'amada, Dein on Isar. The Loshaya, Kolayin, Shliot, the Kitta, they hold it's Mutter, both poskim. Now look up at Darkei Tshuva. We're both poskim. So the main source he quotes is the same called the Yad Yehuda. Who is the Yad Yehuda? I must tell you that all the time that Darkei Tshuva quotes the Yad Yehuda, every other line quotes the Yad Yehuda. I never saw my Yad Yehuda. I was learning with the Talmidim earlier this fall when they were giving away Yehoradeh Shia, Kasher Shia, and they said, yeah, I kept calling Yad Yehuda. Yad Yehuda is a new book on Kashrus also, Rabbi Forst. I just met Rabbi Forst on Sunday night on Cornega Court. So I thanked him very much for his safer on Kashrus. I will use it. And my wife was there, said, she thanks you also. She said, what do you mean? I trained up the kitchen he equipped. I said, no, you always put her there. That's Kashrus the kitchen. Anyway, so we were discussing this barichas. So my Talmud bought me a gift, the Yad Yehuda. So it's been basically lying on my shelf. And then I saw the Darkei Tshuva quotes Yad Yehuda, I pulled it out. You see, what does it say to Yad Yehuda? It's a Gevaldik, a Sefer. Yad Yehuda is the Rav from Sadegura. Sadegura Chassidim, right? And with the Chassidim, I don't know. What year did he write a Sefer to see Yad Yehuda? Doesn't say. It's tough to not at all. It's reprinted. Doesn't say what year he lived. But obviously before the Darkei Tshuva, can't tell you what year it was originally written. Prime guess is towards the end of the 19th century. That's my guess when it was written. Gevaldig Sefer. So I was looking for this thing that the Darkei Tshuva quotes, where he quotes the Yad Yehuda, if you remove the Dover HaMamet from the original, from the ultimate Taruvis, he thinks that it's Mutter. So in looking for that, I stumbled across something which is absolutely amazing. Unbelievable. He has a whole page on the evening of Issa Shenishtana, the Rabbeinu Yonah. And guess what? He's a Rabbeinu Yonah fan. He likes the Rabbeinu Yonah. He's a Rabbeinu Yonah's gevaldik. That Issa Shenishtana is good. Taka's a good svar la'ak la'hokel. Here's, by the way, if you want to look it up, it's in Simon Pei Zion, Siv Kotten Yud Tes. Titus followed him, but there's one story I was so taken by it. I just felt I had to share it with you. Remember, the Mogad Avraham has the kash against the Rabbeinu Yonah Ephroach Beitz Estrefa. Let's chaz over the kash. What does it say by Ephroach Beitz Estrefa? What does it say in the Gemara? Ephroach Beitz Estrefa. What's the din? Come on, help me out. What's the din? That it's mutter for a side reason. What's the side reason? What? Come on. It happened to be a Nisla Mechilas Kelev after Biyam in the interim. Were not for that side reason, what would it have been? Would have been also Ais Nishtana. And he had another kasha from Dam Necha Venasa Cholov, the special Gzeras Akosov, it's mutter, Gzeras Cholov Advash, otherwise it would have been also Ais Nishtana. Those are the two kashas of Bogan Avraham. Here's an incredible answer. Look what he says. Mashik Shamagan Avram. He baits a tray for the mutter mitam the vidna the gobble afra viyami. Otherwise not. He named Vada. Look at this lashon. I want you to tell me he's exactly the opposite of somebody else. You tell me who the somebody else is, okay? Now listen very carefully. Focus. Hinei b'vadai lule zeh haya osur. Kimo kol hayotze me'isur. V'chi kol hayotze me'isur tsuro se'isur olav. V'chein ha'kvar ha'svinan gam tor she'nolad mitamei. Hagam che b'tsuro se'itor. If a kosher animal is born from a tray, if a kosher looking animal is born from a tray for parents, so it's treif. V'gam kan, bo me'isur, achmachmas de be'idna de kogobo v'chule. V'chein achakach, lule de nishtana le dover ha'mutter, hoya osur. Ach kevon, de mimash hoya mikodem yotza, v'ko es nishtana le dover ha'mutter, l'chein mutter. U'v'zanich le'divi ha'rambam zal, de kosev perigim ha'malchalos ha'suris. Hatam de Ephroach Beitz's tray for mutter. Mishum de ain mino tome. Sounds familiar? Because Hashem arrived, it's all tzorach lamal l'shonas lamal l'shonas hatam and v'chule. Aval if imashik osafti be'emez ze'ikir hatam. Kevan d'achakach nishtana l'dover hamutter. V'yein tzrichin l'ha ki gavil. Elo shelo yehe yotze me'isur. Opposite of Reb Chaim, exactly opposite of Reb Chaim. What did Reb Chaim say? Reb Chaim said, "A mirror the gevur over here." What did Reb Chaim say? Reb Chaim said, it's a flip side of Reb Chaim, the opposite. Reb Chaim said, the only time you apply the principle of nivso me'achilas kelev in the interim being a matir is by yotzei min osur. It severs the link to the original source of Issa. Not called Yotze Me'os anymore. Yotze have a more direct link to the original source of Issa, as opposed to Gufa Issa, when we would not require this unbroken link. Correct? Reb Chaim said. Fine. Mimela, he was discussing from the perspective of Nisrach Be'emza. That's where Baron Kotler jumped on the bandwagon and asked the gelatin for that reason. Huh? Good. Now, Rabosai comes the Yad Yehuda and says, wait a minute. That's as far as the heter of what? The heter of Nifsal Nisrach Be'emza. What about the heter of Nishtana? So they're going to have Rom put a raya against the Rabbeinu Yonah from the din over here. The only reason why it's mutter is Nifsal Be'emza. Were it not for that, listen carefully, it would have been usher. Ait Nishtana. Says the Yad Yehuda, gevaldig a teretz. You know why I would have been asked to ask the Shtana? Because it's Yotze Min Asur. Every Yotze Min Asur changes. I have a chicken, it's brilliant. I have an ostrich. Lays an egg, says the Shtana. Doesn't look like the ostrich. I have a pig, gives out milk, says the Shtana. What's the answer? That's all. What is the Shtana? Yotzi ben Asim means it's Yotzi from an unholy source, so therefore it's trade, even though it's the Shtana. So here too, the Chiddush of the Yad Yehuda is that you might think that since the Chiddush of the Yad Yehuda is that the Svara of Nishtana will not apply to Yotzim and Asr. And therefore, since the entire reason why the debate is Asr, because that's Yotzim and Asr, so even though it now subsequently changed from a chicken to an egg and now back to a chicken, nevertheless, the Easter of Yotzim, it's still also only Mishav Yotzim and Asr. And therefore, if it's Asr Mishav Yotzim, it doesn't have to maintain the original Tzura of the Dvar Yisr, as opposed to a Gufa Yisr, which we thought is more Chomer, right? Reb Chaim said, it's more Chomer. It's more Chomer with respect to the fact that the Heter of Nisrach B'Emtza may not apply. But it's more Kal with respect to the Nishtana. Because if it's the Gufa Yisr and it's Nishtana, that's not what it used to be. And therefore it's Mutter. But if it's Yotzim and Asur, it's never what it used to be. And if I'm Pekin Asur Torah, like milk and eggs. It's a brilliant idea. I really didn't have enough time to really analyze it carefully. I came across it by accident. I opened the page too early here. This is page Yud. That's where the document of the Sefer, the bottom of the second column, has this Gevaldige Svara. It was so attractive to me because it took up Chaim and it turned it on its head with respect to the Yisrael of Yeltsin. Yes?
Why didn't he use the term Nisra?
Oh, so what the Yad Yehuda says is as follows. I'll read you again. What's he saying? He's saying like this. Hold on. Iker Heter, he says, is Nishtana. Nishtana, that's the Easter. That's the Heter. Nishtana. As far as the Easter proper is concerned, if you want to consider it, as far as the Easter itself, you say it's Nishtana. What's the Nishtana from? It's Nishtana from, I guess, from the Beitza to the Ephroa, that's called Nishtana. Okay, that's the real head. The problem is Gewalt. Very nice, it's Nishtana. But it's better to be considered Yotzim from the original Beitza Tmeya. And if we go back to the Beitza Tmeya, then we say that any Shinui won't help, because it's in the Kag of Yotzim and Asr. So for that, the Rambam had to come on to the Heter of what? Of the Gemara had to come on to the Heter of what? Of Naseh, Afra B'Alma in the interim. So if you analyze it from the perspective, let me repeat what I think he really means. Thank you, David, for your question to clarify a little bit. I think you know, clarified or confused it, whichever one. But I think it is as follows, that if you discuss it from the perspective of the Beitza, start from the Beitza. So I think, and I don't know if he means this, like a lot of words that there are prime to him, from the Beitza to the Ephroach, I didn't consider it to be Yosef and also. That's the Shtana Yosef. Because it just metamorphosized. It changed from the egg to the little chicken. What's the Yotzeh dimension? The Yotzeh dimension is when you start all the way back there. When you start with the original base of Trefa, then again from there to the egg and the mail of further on the Homer. That's what's called Yotzeh from the original is. So therefore, Reb Chaim said, since it's all based on Yosef and original Isser, you have to keep that link very strong to the original source of Isser. That's why if it comes Nisrach B'Yamsa, it's Mutter, as opposed to Gufa Isser. As far as we're talking about, it's Gufa Isser Malash. And he comes and says, as far as Yotzim and Isser, that's where the problem lies. If it wouldn't be for the category of Yotzim and Isser, it would be Mutter for a different reason. Reason of Nishtana, Rabbeinu Yonah. But since we're discussing an issue which here originally comes, from where? From a betas treifa. Betas treifa. So now, in order to get out of the betas treifa problem, the fact of the shtani won't help us. The shtani will help us if we're measuring back from the betza. If you're measuring back from the oaf, then the shtani won't help you because it's an yotzim and asur, which allows for shini tzur and still be asur. So to get out of that problem, that's what the Gemara has to say, what? That nisrach b'emza, gobel v'nas afra b'alma. But that works as far as the relationship to the original oaf. But as far as the connection to the beta, no, that is, the reason is ain't a min tame. That the afroach itself is not a min tame. It only comes from the beta, and it's the shtana b'emza. That's what I think the Yad Yehuda means. So it's a very interesting way of looking at things. I just never thought of it before, and I think it's very striking. Yes, David?
But perhaps it's looking at it in a two-step thing. When it's more than to the usher, any shino in shino now would have been completely ineffective. Had it gone straight from being a beta to being a krah, would it still remain usher? Because shinoi on something that's yotzim usher is doesn't work. However, once the servo kicks in, it's no longer called yotzim usher. Then you have shino. It's usher because it's even though it's musraf, it's something that was yotzim usher at some point. The yisur remains. But then already you remove the din of yotzim usher, now you can already apply a shino.
Maybe, I'm not sure. Okay, that's what I was not looking for. This is all introduction that I came across by Yaga. I think it's a very interesting idea. I want to think about it some more, whether it's really what he's saying, whether we really can incorporate it in our way of looking at things. Yes?
The motion is like one of the streams of number, let's say, in Usher, permits lack. You know, lack, I think, comes from an insect that's a type of shellac that they use on kind of candy coatings, and he calls it a number, let's say, in a
car. So what does he say? Why is it Mutar?
Okay, I don't know
what
he says. It's
Yotze.
It's not
so Yotze is also. Yotze is also. Also Menatar. I don't think it was Yotze is the reason they eat Sinatlet.
So it's not
a Yotze,
it's something else.
Ah, so I have to look. We'll have to look. Show me the tshuva. We have to look inside. Okay. Look at the Yad Moshe. Okay, this is... Oh. But as far as Davar HaMaimed is concerned, he has a fascinating dissertation here a few pages later, which is set on a number of key points. The first key point is that he's a fan of the Marashal. I mentioned the Marashal yesterday, we saw the Magen Avraham quotes the Marashal, that the whole din of Davar HaMaimed does not exist. What does Maimed mean? Maimed means it takes milk and makes it into cheese. Doesn't exist. No such thing. Venus Akam, that's for a different reason. Gilui. We have a Mishnah in Orla that says that what? What does the Mishnah in Orla say? Mishnah in Orla says that there is a concept of mechametz when it comes to the leavening process. Here he comes up with a fascinating kiddush. Perhaps he can suggest as follows. That the only time that we say a davar ha-maimed is a problem, is to make something inedible edible. Before this thing kicked in, the object was not really edible. Now it's on its way to becoming edible. True, when it comes to sa'or, which is machamed's isos. So before it was inedible. Now it's still inedible, if you ask me. But it's on its way to becoming edible. So this maimed took a... When we talk about maimed, we're having a chef, this whole country is over here, about the enzymes. We're all in the world of inedible, Rabbi said, mind you. It's food technology. It's gone 5 steps before the cookie you get on your table. This is the infrastructure. This is in the original products made in the laboratories that they make in Patchkes over here in Brooklyn. It is made somewhere in some lab, and who knows where this is going on. All right? But it brought it along at a critical step. And then before that critical step is inedible. Now it's on the way to becoming edible. However, it suggests to say Biyad Yehuda. If I have milk and I make it into cheese, guess what, Rabbi Osai? What are the big ads? Milk! You know, does the body good? Milk is also very eminently, to quote our scientists, potable.
Yes.
Ah. Potable, drinkable. Milk is delicious. It's a wonderful drink. So therefore you suggest perhaps there will be no din of davar ha'mayim at all in that case. Either Gemara, the Gemara one of two things, he says. Either it's limited to, it's, we don't pass it the whole shita. We pass it exclusively because of avodah zarah. But that's kamana das yachar ben etam. This is a different verb. That's why Yisuri Hanor. If you look in the camping, the Rabbeinu Tam is limited not to nevelis. Nah, not nevelis. It's only the question of avodah zarah. That's where the original sugya comes from. The Mishnah goes back and forth with avodah zarah and the nevelis. Once back and forth, he didn't answer him. It's a famous Mishnah. So Rabbeinu Tam says that it's avodah zarah. Avodah zarah is Yisuri Hanor. He suggests Yisur Hanor is much worse. Because Yisur Hanor, if you have the cheese, means you are having Hanor from avodah zarah. Sure, it's indirect, but you're having a knock from avodah zarah. It wouldn't have been cheese without the avodah zarah ingredient. Therefore, that's much more chomer. However, when it comes to the Orkemus Nevela, where there is no Yisur Hanor, and the food is edible before you start, he's like a Marashal fan. Maybe, in fact, it would be Mutter Mikaradin. It's a little bit wild. But he says that although the Mogan Avram says that Divrei Marashal Betalim, that's if you saw, Betalim connected called Apostim, you saw that in the Maram HaKamis. So he writes as follows. That's true, the Mogan Avram said, Divrei Marashal Betalim. So he writes down over here, a Lashon like this, he has a Lashon, a very cute play on words. He writes a Lashon, that divrei marashal chashivi velo batli. On the contrary, the words of the marashal are chashuvim, and they have an expression in Yeredeya, davar chashiv ein batl. So the Bogan Rabbi used the word betel, batl. The Bogan Rabbi used the expression batl against the marashal. That the marashal said that we can be makel by maimon. And he says, I can't, it's just so many pages. I can't find it right now. It's a very long piece. It's the whole page, one, like two, three full pages of change to discuss this laws of Maimon. And in the middle of this, he puts in that line that the amount of, I want to find it here. Great line. Well, may I have to tear it? Shemasha Kosef Mamogan Avram Simatov Me Base of Cotton Test. The Divrei Marashal Betalim Neged Kol Aposkim. Wrong. Divrei Marashal Chashuvim Hei Velo Betali. That's a play. Which is a. That's what he said? No? That's his word. And he makes a distinction between these here, Achilles or Hanor, etc., etc. But in the middle of all this, he says as follows. And this is what I came to look for. I want to tell you what he says. And Rabosai. It's just on the paper trail. Rav Sheva sent it to the Dr. Tshuva, Dr. Tshuva sent it to the Yad Yehuda. That's all. Just so that this is where the trail ends. This is as follows. Listen very carefully. He says, you know, there are three different things. There's Maimid, which is Bechlal no Sintam. He says, Mechamed to Metabel, which means, it does two things. It makes it stand and also gives it a certain amount of taste, he claims. That's what he claims. As opposed to milk and cheese, aside from these achilas hanor consideration, there's another distinction. That as we said before, the cheese and the rennet gives no taste at all to the cheese. It's just a mime, it just makes it coagulate, that's all. Whereas he says the dovash sa'or shall arlov shall truma, she is batel. See, it goes back and forth over here. He said it's a bigger, it's more chomer than if you just leave, you put rennet into the cheese. Come on, hold on a second. As opposed to rennet, nafkamina mizeh. So tzarech al kalpon, here's the key nafkamina. Shetzarach al kalponim sheyisarev bo gufo otamo v'im lo kein hagam de mamid eino klum kevin de gufa amod eino elim shem de eino mizbal gufo otamo V'amavid ba'or. That was my kash yesterday. Hayem. How in the world could the Darkei Tshuva called the Yad Yehuda who says if nothing is left from the original thing that it's mutter? What about the classical example? Mamed Ba'or Kemes Nevela. There's no or there. There's no or left. This is his lashon. V'amavid ba'or. In contrast to this, I asked yesterday a kasha, and he gives a teretz. I thought I had this sheet destroyed. That was thought to quote the Kitzur Darkei Tshuva. When we learned yesterday the Sugya of Chof Zayin Amud Aleph, remember we discussed over there, when do you pull out the Seor? If you pull out the very beginning, then it's okay. In contrast to this, I asked yesterday a kasha, and he gives a teretz. I thought I had this sheet destroyed. That was thought to quote the Kitzur Darkei Tshuva. When we learned yesterday the Sugya of Chof Zayin Amud Aleph, remember we discussed over there, when do you pull out the Seor? If you pull out the very beginning, then it's okay. If you pull it out later, it's not okay, because I'm offering a Gemara against the Holy Seor of the Darkei Tshuva. He asked the kasha. Umitosefta the truma is a Pascal Ramba. Zor shall truma shenafel toch isa hikviya of a hakach nischamsa reza mutara. The thousand mark of Zion. Vidaf hikviya if he pulled it out kodem kodem. Came and shein kan tam zover. Avon nischamsa kodem lo. If he pulled it out. Vidira afim lo nisarav shem klal asar mitarachim et vulvad. Says, yeah. That's because of his whole theory which we said before. That in the case of the Mishnah Chof Zayin, it's not only that it changed its form from a solid to from a liquid to a solid, or made it go from down to up, it's much worse than that. There's some kind of taste of the chimut. You know, it's not a real taste. It reminds you of the balavor. It's not originally the taste of Tam Kikar, but you do discern some kind of a taste, and therefore he says, even though everything is removed, it's still going to be awesome. Abul Khan, when it comes to the rennet, and he claims that in every single case where they assert the Dover Hamamid is where something was left in, a tiny little bit left in. That's what he says. Can I prove or disprove? I don't know. He says, I'll read it again. His lashon is time. He refers back. He says, Sarach Loma Namid Yesham Gufo O Tamo. What does that mean? I want to try to figure out what that reference is. Rabbi Nadavid said that? No gufo, no mamasha. Let me talk about Deb Zagore in the sugya al chavov. Hold on. I just want to make sure I can figure out exactly what he means. I'm not sure. I don't want to take the time now. He makes a reference back to what he said earlier. very long. It's very hard to find things here. I'm sorry. I can't find it. Okay, that I wanted to bring to your attention. I'll have to look again and see what exactly he's referring to. Yes?
Yes, the question is, if
Kufa or Tango is less than Tsar, then it's considered, what he's saying is, that it's not considered to be a Dover or Batel.
Right, therefore by the red and the cheese.
The fact must be that something of Kufa or Tango is less than Tsar. That's what he's assuming, otherwise the whole theory doesn't work out. I asked him a kasha of a famous kasha, he gets an opening mark of Zion. See, he asked the kasha. I thought I had this sheet around the neck. No. They anticipated the question, and they gave it teretz. Teretz is not exactly 100% clear. Idea of a chimutz being having some kind of a taste, even though it don't taste the original iser, and that's why k'dei l'hachmetz would be a problem, etc. That's what he answered the question.
He said they need the tamo of the iser itself.
Well, it's a different kind of a time. We thought that, remember we had that Ramban about the Chazir next week. When the Balamor said Tam Chodesh, the Ramban said, he's giving us a Tam Chodesh and drawn the tailor. Okay, a new taste wouldn't mean anything. But that's what he seems to go with that Mahalach. It means something if it's another Amayli, because it's Nirgash. It's not Maimon, then he would agree with the Rav Poskim that it's Bottle. But if it's Maimon, you taste, as opposed to Renet, you don't taste anything. So he thinks that if it's not, it's no Mamosho there, it would be Hetagam. That's relevant for all the cases we discussed about the enzymes. The enzyme is ultimately, the iser is pulled that way completely. So Rav Shech has a piece over here that he thinks will be mutter according to the Darkei Tshuva. And frankly, I think that it's very possibly correct. Because with the Yad Yehuda's Mahalach, you don't taste that. You never taste that. Never nirgash, whatever that achieves. So therefore, according to the Yad Yehuda's Mahalach, it would be permissible. But it bothers me a bit. I want to go over again what we discussed yesterday before seeing the new stuff. Let's go one more time over the story of the Dover HaMavet, the definition of Dover HaMavet. Everyone have all these sheets that I gave you yesterday? The Masorah? So here we are on page Nunches, we read yesterday. We quote over here, Umash Hiksha Adak and Shuba, the third line. Shama, Vidin Yeshvach Eitzim Bepas. Yeshvach Eitzim Bepas. So what's the answer? No problem. He quotes Tosas and Chavavam Beis. You with me? Some Chavavam Beis says only by Yisurei Hano. Koloma. Please look inside. Everyone have a place? I keep telling you. Nunches, line 8. The call of Indian Shiasharet in the past, Gidro, Shay de Achilas, Apas, Shenefa, Vehe, Shabomikoch, Atahisar, Ano, Nechshav, Kiilu, Nena, Meisuri, Ano, Kilo, Ap, Kilo, Bo, Ano, Oso, Meisuri, Ano, but often Yashir. What does Yashir mean? What is Yashir? Direct? Ela, Ba'akifin, Tas. It's a little bit, a little bit indirect. Now, Uberan, son of Odezoro, Kosovo, Kushios, yes, the same kind of Tosfos. The Mehaf, Masnis, and the Trumas, Blekalo, Huki, Hoki. The Fishalo, Shamanu, Shvach, Ethan, Bitapshil, El adapted the pass. You with me? Only by pass, only by pass. Why? Doesn't say a word. No explanation is given. So here Rav Shach gives an interesting explanation. With the kavonas aran bechilukos and irapashu the sphere like kisvaros adak and shuvah anal shem Yad Yehuda. That's why I got the idea of Yad Yehuda. The isura the eshvach etzim be pass and mishum dechoshiv kilo a pass sheishtansa tzurasa mehisa the meikar le pass the hashda. That's not quite what I saw, but we'll see soon. Usvara Zulo Shaika Klal Batashil. The leg of the Mary Mashamasha Panukhadash is Bolakami Kawaka Aitzin. Why? Didn't change the Tsura so much. Okay, the last I told the Shalokil Kuban Pasta Tavshil. Ms. Bora, the last Lulak Svara Dunala Paskil, who Yotu Minai Usur. So what the thrust of this paragraph is, we pass it like Tosfos, that the din of Yeshvar Eitzim the pass is limited to Yisurei Hano, and as such we reject the distinction between Tavshil and Afir, and the distinction between Tavshil and Afir is based upon this idea of Yotzim and Osa, because you're transforming it. So obviously the whole idea of transforming it is Shaloki Hilchasa. So therefore, if you pull out all the tray for things, it's not a problem. That's the thrust of this paragraph. The Fiani is dying, it's not Ruchuch at all. Number one, the Ran agrees with Tosfos. La Halacha, the Ran agrees. I looked it up. The Ran is in Avodah Zorah. Daf Samach Vav. Thank you very much. Daf Samach Vav of Beis. And the Ran agrees with Tosfos La Halacha. That what? Come on, that what? That at the din of Yeshvach, Eitzim the Pas only applies to the Yisurei Hano, not the Yisurei Achila. He agrees with that. He agrees with that. Number two, I already told you yesterday that in my opinion, to say Dover HaMamid in the Shvach Eitzim the Pas, it doesn't make sense. Because it doesn't, even if it's supposed to be Dover HaNefer, something which is baked, but when it goes into the oven, it's just the size when it comes out, it's just about. That's no real major change in its form. See, I don't understand this whole distinction. So I have a different distinction. I have a different shot on the rod. I looked it up on the rod. Is there a chidush here on the Avodah Zarah? Does that paper exist? I didn't have a chance to look. I was maybe he'll explain more. Here it's only one line. I have a different shot. You know what my shot is? My shot is exactly what this is told. Nothing to do with the Yotzim and Osim. Shvach Eitzim has nothing to do at all with Yotzim and Osim. It's not Yotzim and Osim. Tisa Hano. Everyone agrees it's limited to Tisa Hano. The Rana agrees it's limited to Tisa Hano. It says so in this next line. He happens to say, why even the one thing? When it comes to Tavshil, it's undiscussed. You know why? It's indirect Hano. It's too indirect. You know what the Gemara has over here? Gecholim Omamos. What does Gecholim Omamos mean? Come on, open the Gemara. Too detached in the Gemara. Right. Bishlagabi Gachon Divya Kol Mutter. Why? So Rashi explained that by the time. No what? So by the time the Chavav of a days, and by the time the heat does its trick on the bread, the original wood has been burned up. If I hold Abuka Kenegza, I'm holding a torch connect the mazaloshin, so then the wood impacts directly, the while this wood is still there, it's giving off heat, which is baking the bread, the Yeshvach Eitzim in the pot. But indirect, why? Because it's a bishla gabi gecholim, so then it's indirect, by the time the heat comes, it's already been burned up. Flafiani is not as kind of bishla also. How does bishla work? You know how bishla works? The fire eats up the water eats up the meat. By the time the fire, by the time the water is heating up the meat, which is what we're not drinking the water, we're eating the meat. By the time that happens, the wood is gone already. That's why I thought Pshat in the rock. Nothing to do with this whole mahalach over here. I didn't think this mahalach was muchach at all. I thought that Yeshua Eitzim Pas has nothing at all to do with Yotzim and Osim. That's what I thought. But the problem is, what's the story with Zev and Zegorim? That's the problem. He quotes here Rabbi Chanan, Kovetz Shirul Psochem, Os Kuf Yutes, which talks about the idea of Zev and Zegorim in the context of Yotem and Ha'aser. And we saw that in Rabbi Dovid, a similar idea. It only applies to no time, it created something. So the question becomes, I think Gemara has over here Zev and Zegorim with respect to the idea of Shvach Eitz in the past, etc. So the answer I thought was, it's the question of Yisra Hanor. Yisra Hanor, the problem of Zev is Agora. What are you having Hanor from? The Hanor has two different components to make the Yisra Hanor. And if it has two different components, then perhaps it should be permissible, as Rabbi Nadavid said. There's no Tam, there's no Mamish. That's the Lashon Yud, right? Nothing there. Just abstract. Someone built me a chair. What did he build it with? A few components. One of them is Avodah Zarah. Right. And then Avodah Zarah by itself couldn't have done it. So That's why we say Zev is a Garv is Mutter. Doesn't mean every single case of Zev is a Garv is Mutter is based on Yotzim and Osir Osir. No. It means it's not the Easter proper. That's correct. That's what Rebbeinu David said. If you have Easter, we don't say Zev is a Garv is Mutter. We say Fakert, if it's Batel B'Shishim or Barov Midaraisa, then it's going to be Osir. But here it doesn't mean that every single case has to be what we call a status of Yotzim and Osir Osir. No, I don't think Yotzim Osir applies at all to this kind of situation. Can they really? Memela, although it is true, I think, that Tosis is accepted as a halacha, that the din of Yeshua into the past is limited to Yisurei Hano, Afal Piken, and the fact that the Ran says something different, and we pass by Tosis, A, the Ran agrees with Tosis. B, I don't think the Ran means Yotzim and Osir. So what Rav Shech is trying to say over here is that since the Ran made a distinction between Pas and Tash, and that position must be, what else could it be? It must be what? That the nature of Dabar HaMamid is only if it makes something transform and if it's treated as a din of Yotzim and Asur Asur. And therefore, since we reject the Ran and Septosis, that's not the pshat in Dabar HaMamid, right? Dabar HaMamid means what? Means Taruvis, and therefore the Dakachu is right. I don't see the right at all. I just don't see the right. We're not talking about Yotzim and Osir, not talking about Dabar HaMamid, we're not talking about any of these things. And the Ran accepts those. And the Ran distinction has to be something completely different. So therefore, the Fiyani is dying, I don't see any right whatsoever. As a matter of fact, I'll be honest with you, although I would love to accept this Kula, and I'm not rejecting it, because if you reject it, it's going to be in big trouble, and it's down in many places. But the truth of the matter is that which the Yad Yudah said, that when you stick the Renit into the or, and there's something left of the tamo of the goof or tamo, I'm not so sure, because we have a case in the Rambam where you made it completely dry, and Afal Pikein and Asitz, and although tamo, I'm not going to argue with tamo. Tamo's hard to argue with. Maybe what does tamo mean? Some mashu came out of the tamo, some plata, right? Maybe, but Afal Pikein, it's hard to imagine that we should apply the principle of here of Afilu Be'elef Lobot because of the Mamosho. He says, Gufo Ol Tama. Gufo, I don't think it's true in all the cases. Because you talk about cases where the thing is completely dry. There's no Gufo coming out. Tamo, frankly, I'm not sure there's any time either. I don't know. What, I don't know. So I would have thought that perhaps the very case of Renner is an indication that even if there's nothing there, it should be awesome. But again, I don't want to say so because it may have tremendous chumras because of that statement. But I don't find that Raya's kineget to be mechrochem at all. Okay, let's leave it at that for the moment. I'd like now to discuss the enzyme situation proper, which involves two more pages that I gave you yesterday. Now, I don't know if you all have copies. I think it was Nun and Nun Aleph, and Nun Beis and Nun Gimel. So I have extra Nun Beis and Nun Gimels here. I got chopped up, very sorry. I'll try to read it as best I can. Get another copy? Nun Beis and Nun Gimel. Nun and Nun Aleph, I have no more. I gave out some more yesterday, so it should be enough. Okay, we'll try our best. A few words are cut off, so we'll... Oh my, sorry. Okay. We'll do the best. Okay. That's fine. Okay. Let's take a look. I will read straight. This is very important. It's critical. Ayin Gemara Bonazara Samachesam and Aleph. Shehuva Ramishnah Misechas Orla, which we have over here, it's in Psachim as well, on the same daf, called Vavam and Beis. It's Orla Perak Beis Mishnah Yud Aleph, it's in Avodazara, it's found in Avodazara as well. No. This is the Mishnah of Truma. The Mishnah of Orla. One second. I'm not sure if it's exactly the same Mishnah. In any event, the Mishnah is as follows. Sar shall Truma shall Klai Akerem. Shenapel the Tocha Isa Vechmitza. There's all discussion whether it asks or not. Uipshuta Yipoli. Tala Hadavar Ha'oses Apula Sachima Tzulo Hadogon Ha'osur. Not that the original grain that had the Easter of Truma or Orla, whatever the case may be. Truma Klai Akerem, excuse me. Truma Klai Akerem, not Orla. I'm talking here about the wheat. If I used the word Orla before, I made a mistake. It just says the Mesechta Orla. I meant really truma klai akere. Ela ha-chaydakim, ha-bacteria. Bacteria. V'chaydakim u-tarmema, u-chimavua v'igwis moshi yordeya. What does it say there? That it's invisible. We'll see somebody quotes it to the greater length. It's invisible. Whatever's invisible is mutter. V'koshe, imkei my time ha-asvinan isa sh'nitzchamtai de-sor shul truma shul klai akerem. U-ke-ein kushe da-dake tshuva hanal. But an ogel a mamid ba'ora kevas nevela. The Daka Tshuva asks Akasha, what do you mean, mamid ba'ora kevas nevela? Here's a problem. No, what are you talking about? We're saying, what asks is over here? What asks is not the nevela. What asks is the enzymes, the rennet, right? So Daka Tshuva asks Akasha, so what's the big deal? You're not mamid ba'ora kevas nevela. You're mamid ba' enzymes. That's the kasha which the Daka Tshuva asked. Simon Pei Zayim, Sifkot Kuf Mem. We looked at it a little bit yesterday. What's the big deal? The renner is head there. The renner is head there. Why is the renner head there? What do you mean? Okay, Mr. Vela, but we know, I need a biologist here. Does a dead animal secrete enzymes? I realize, but does it secrete new enzymes, the dead animal? In there, I understand. Any enzyme which is secreted from the animal, b'chayim chayuso, when the animal was alive before the shechita, is heter. Is heter. So, why? If an animal gives milk, right, and he's shechted, it's not to be an avela. Do we now ask for the milk?
Milk and enzyme
are
not the same thing.
Well, in effect, it is the same thing. It's not it's excreted. It's excreted from. It's a glandular excretion of an animal. If those animals are kosher and alive, and which comes out of it, it's mutter.
But if you shepherd an animal and you find milk inside, that
right.
Is kosher, if the animal's straight. If you carve up an animal, you mess up the shvit, it ends up being an avela, the milk inside the animal is mutter.
Pashas, yeah, because it's a behavior share. Anyway, let me finish up. That's the kasha. We alluded to this kasha a little bit yesterday. The same thing over here again has the same kasha. What's going on? To give the following answer. Vokinami ikil epshuyeh b'no gelichus Pesach. Another kasha. The bevuah b'gemar, that was based, that was Zayin Amid Beis, the s'or eino royal achila. Everyone see? Eino royal achila. Afal pikein asros ator b'Pesach. Hol v'royal l'chameh chameh tzvo yisus acheres. Correct? Now we know, we spent a lot of time on that. We'll have to come to the footnote later, I don't want to get started, we'll come to it soon. V'koshe, tahat dogon, Shuadavar ha-chemtzi, what does chemtzi mean? That's the source of the Yisra Chometz, any of the Chometz. What causes the Chemetz? Ba-ha-chaydak yev-garam ha-pulas ha-chemetz, which is the yeast, we call. Hara-enem Chometz? It can grow just as well in the laboratory as we do it nowadays. Kemadua osritoris or afapishenirol achila, that doesn't do anything. Umin ha'efreach tzarech lomar al ha'derech hanal. This is the yisod which Hashem has been establishing for already six pages before we pick up. This article starts on that page Mem Dal. If you want to look at it, I'll lend it to you. Kemoshe kasavnu, he says, ha'derech hanal, te'me'acha sha'chaydekim einam nirim la'ayin, invisible, microscopic, Al Torchok Einam Nidonim Kidvarim Nifrodim in Asa'or V'dinam Al Pi Halacha K'chelek Atzmi Mimenu V'choshev Al Pi Din K'ilu Chelek Atzmi Me Asa'or Ha'oster Ha'chemtzi Goram La'achmet Esa'isa Ha'acheres. Wow! There's a Chiddush Gadol that if you have something invisible which is growing on something visible, so the invisible thing, well, that's what we know about it, we have microscopes. The Torah doesn't give us microscopes. So while Pete did, we follow what we see with the naked eye. With the naked eye, you throw the cavus nevela in, and it causes the milk to become cheese. You throw the sourdough in, and it causes the dough to rise. I, now a biologist, tell you, it's not that. It's garnished. It's just a little, those little enzymes on the surface. You can skin it off, throw it in a test tube, and accomplish the same exact thing. No matter. Al-Pidin, it's the entire object, whether it be or keva, or whether it be sa'or, which considers achieving the result
of the mimame, the gvina, of the mimame, the dough. Adkan. You want to know what some of the mishalim are? I'll tell you some of the mishalim, which are the previous pages we don't have in front of us. If you have a question, first, Aaron.
Yes, but if we take skin off the enzyme, you can't look at the enzyme, you can't see that it was from meat, even though we know he's giving it off the meat. You're saying it's your respect.
And therefore what?
And then you threw it in. You don't see yourself.
And therefore what should it be?
You crush it.
Oh! Oh! Unbelievable! Unbelievable! I'll tell you a secret. I'm glad you said it, because I said it first. But I'm even quoting here, this, I don't know if you saw the Mamakal, I was over to be quoted here, Mr. Sarah. But let me get to some of the background, okay?
Can you repeat Aaron's question?
Yes. His question is, if that's the case, if I'll take these enzymes, I'll skin them off the ore, and I'll throw them in a test tube, I don't know, I'll gather them, so I don't know how you do these things. And I'll throw it into the milk, it'll become cheese. Should be mutter. I think it's a very critical point. Let me give you the mishalom which Rav Shechter gave. He has, see, this is Sivkot Ches, the seventh preceding Sivkot. And they go as follows. The definition of the following items are discussed in the previous Sivkot. You don't have in front of you, but I'll tell you very quickly. Blood, milk, grain, bread, wine, meat. Six things. Things that are discussed in these Sivkotas. What's so hard to define these things? We know what they are. So Rav Shechter, the big Yisod over here, which I think is, he quotes from Svarim up before, which preceded him. If you look carefully in the Gemara in the Masechta Chulin, the Masechta Nid, it comes out that when the Torah asks blood, you know what it really asks is? The red blood. The red part of the blood. If you separate out the, you know, if you go to the left, I'm just getting out of Nebuchadnezzar, we're giving blood now for this Feinberg. So they didn't just take your blood. They take it in a very sophisticated division. The red corpuscles and the white and the plasma and the inner hair. It's a whole Torah. Remember from high school biology, it's a whole Torah. It's a very significant Torah. It's a life-saving Torah. Not apolitical in any way. But what's really trade about Dom is the red corpuscles, the red stuff. The chelek ha'odom, not the chelek ha'tzolom. The feirish. It's the more need of your test. It says the pasuk is adumim kedam. Only if it's adam kedam is considered. If it's adam kedam, adam has to be red. We know that someone eats drinks a revius dam, he's chayef. The revius dam, he has to bio. I'm a biology major here. What percentage of the blood is red corpuscles? Small percentage, relatively speaking. So why did I get malchus and revius dam? Here's the yisod, Rabbi Osai. Kol zman. We did not separate the red from the white and split it up. It's considered, the whole dam is considered to be tricked. And you get a, how should we say? Malchus and a kazayas and a tarubis. That's an expression which we made a time extended to Tam Hika. But that's questionable. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a tarubis of red and white, you get it, the whole thing is considered trade. Cold man is not separated from one another. Next, milk. Milk also. Milk, as you know, we spoke yesterday, a little bit muffin. It's divided into curd and whey. So the whey, according to some poskim, is not milchix. Or if whey is milchix, then it's called mei cholov. You separate out of the second time. You take the whey and you put that through the same kind of system, and half gets coagulated, and the other half is already so basidic. It's so watery that it already has such, it's almost white. No, it is white. It's almost transparent. It's not so white. So that's not considered to be called main called the second step, right? So we had the same question. A person in a revius of color from a pig gets malchus. Why? But a good percentage of that is just water. What's the answer of Osai? Coal's mind is in its natural state. The entire thing is considered trade. Right. Grain. We had a concept called Murusan. It came across when we learned in Torah Kol Shor by baking the matzah.
Some cakes that
have been particles. Take the example you have to see particles. Afal pikein, coal's man is part of the weed. The weed is considered one big thing. And look at that. So you're right, it's an extra step. Next, how do you define meat? Meat. After all, we know that meat contains blood. All meat contains blood. And once the blood leaves the meat, you squeeze the meat, the blood out of the meat, it's a big problem. But kol zman the blood is in the meat. Mutter, you learn Hilchos Melicha, you know that. Not all the blood comes out. Most blood just stays inside. If it stays inside, it's considered mutter. Kol zman is part of the meat, it's considered to be meat. Right. And on that basis, he says, kol zman the rennet is in the Orakevus Nevela. You're not considered a mamid with rennet. You'll be considered a mamid with Orakevus Nevela. It's all one unit. He gives two other examples of Shekh, which are somewhat questionable. These things are clear. He gives two other questionable examples. One is bread. How do you define bread? Flour and water. If it's a water component.